As I sat at my window one evening, the mailman delivered to me a little gilt-edged invitation saying, won't you come over to tea? When I found the O'Leary's had sent it, I went just for old friendship's sake. And the first thing they served when I got there was a slice of Miss O'Leary's cake. There were plums and prunes and cherries, and citrons and raisins and cinnamon too, nutmeg, cloves and berries, and the icing was light as the dew. There was sugar and spice in abundance, sure 'twas something an angel would bake. You would kiss a girl twice after eating a slice of Miss O'Leary's Irish fruit cake. Mrs. Flanagan had 20